Early.
Obviously, a good win, you know, for the program. But the guys played to win, which is most important. Not just played hard. I thought we competed and tried to win the game. I thought we had a lot of guys step up. Obviously, Jaden and, you know, I thought Tristan played well. I thought it was a real good team effort, especially some guys down. So, real good win for our guys.
Sure has to be nice when guys are hitting shots like they should. And you've been getting wide open shots for quite a while now. And a few guys will be on, a few guys will be off. You got the whole effort tonight. What's it feel like?
Well, we shot the ball well, which makes up for a multitude of sins. I mean, that's one of the biggest things. And, you know, I thought in stretches our defense was pretty good, but I thought our offense, I thought more so because we didn't turn it over. We were 1-for-6 in the first half on bad shots, and I haven't seen the second half stats, but I can't imagine we took more than 3 or 4 bad shots, which are the same as turnover. So it was good that the guys were, you know, made good decisions with the ball and were not necessarily, you know, we weren't reckless. I did think the ball moved pretty well. And like you said, when we have 20 assists on 27 field goals, that's a good offensive ratio.
Joe, you were probably at Kansas going back on the wrong side of these kind of upsets and these kind of nights, you know, getting knocked off when you're ranked so high. What was this like for you personally to kind of pull an upset that's going to register, obviously, on SportsCenter and have a kind of national appeal and impact?
Thanks for bringing up those bad losses. I appreciate that. But I mean, I have been on that other side, and I think it's one of those deals, you know, that you always, as a coach, you guys, you know, everybody thinks it's a cliche that you're worried about. I think you're always worried about all the games, and you know, if you're used to trying to play for a, you know, a high seed. I mean, I know Coach Sampson was on those guys because he's a great coach, and but you know, I've seen the other side of it. It's one of those things where I know that they're a really good team. They'll go back and they'll regroup and they'll be ready to play the next time.
Joe, Coach Sampson appeared to be very emphatic in congratulating you after the game. Can you share any of his comments?
He was just very gracious as usual. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Coach. I mean, I've known him for a long time. He just said a few things to me about, you know, things we've talked about. He's been through the building process and just very gracious, and I appreciate his friendship.
Coach, I missed the first couple of questions, so forgive me if you've already answered this question, but this was your 200th career win, and with it being against such a formidable opponent and the best win arguably in school history, does that mean anything to you, or maybe something that will mean a little bit more down the line?
You know, I think it's good for the guys because they've stuck with it. I mean, it's been a rough month. You know, we've had guys in and out of, you know, injuries, COVID protocol. You know, it's been a disjointed month for our whole team. So just for them to stick in, I thought we did some good things against Tulsa. I thought we played better. I thought we did some good things today. Obviously, we did, you know, it's a great win for the program, and hopefully it's something that, you know, we can build on because they'll, you know, you got to win every day in practice. You can't, you know, it can't be one day on, one day off. And I also like to see the guys get rewarded because that's something they've never really experienced since they've been here.
And Coach, another follow-up to that, sports and in general, you know, in football, there's the 12th man. In basketball, you know, that sixth man is usually the crowd. Being able to win this game without that atmosphere and that energy and that extra push, does that say a little bit extra about this team?
I think this, not just for our team and going on the road also, I've got to give all these kids a lot of credit, whether it's Houston or East Carolina or all these other, for them playing with no fans. These guys have been lined up playing really hard everywhere. And we went to, you know, we've gone on the road and played it. SMU, those guys played really hard. No, I think these kids just want to play. I think it is weird. I think they're starting to get used to it. But I think it would have been nice for our fans to be able to share that. Now, I do say it would have been an awesome opportunity for our fans to see Houston play and watch us, you know, win that game. But I got to give the credit, the kids all, you know, throughout the country, the credit for lining up and doing this year.
Coach, Brandon Suggs wasn't dressed out today, and Tyree Jackson went down with an injury. Can you just provide an update on them?
We'll get a medical update on both of those guys. Brandon has been banged up a little bit, got hurt against Tulsa, so hopefully we'll get some news on him tomorrow. And I'm going to go down, and I got a preliminary update on Tyree, and we'll find out where that goes probably a little bit later tonight.
A bit of a two-part question for you. Where does this win rank for you, and what does it do for the mindset of this team moving forward?
I mean, for the mindset, I think the biggest thing is learning, you know, is us on a consistent basis learning how to compete every day and seeing things that, you know, little things do matter. Believing believe that you can win the game. Now they've seen that they can win a game. Hope that will give us some confidence going forward. It's a great win. I mean, I enjoy them all. I mean, this is a really good win for our program, and hopefully that's something we can build on.
Kristen said it when y'all went up by 10 in the second half, 67-57, is when the players could kind of feel it was, you know, getting close and getting real. I mean, how proud are you for them closing it out at that point and you know, finishing it off?
Well, we got some stops, and then, you know, I think the other thing was, with the exception of when we made our free throws. We had a couple. We didn't, you know, trick too many. We tricked two or three of them off, but we didn't trick a bunch of them in a row off, which, you know, and then we were fortunate that, you know, we gave up a couple easy quick buckets around the, you know, from about the minute 45 mark, you know, to about the minute mark. We gave up too many direct line drives downhill, which, you know, it's hard to guard when someone's putting their head down driving it and you're telling them, don't foul. I mean, that's a really hard deal. So that's why we went a little zone that last minute.
Anything else, Coach, guys?
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you.